Welcome to the Super Speedway.
Welcome to episode 310 of the Super Speedway podcast, recorded Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I'm your host, Eric Young, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, James Cush. James, how's it going tonight?
It's going. When you said the date, I went to double-check it real quick, because I'm like, is it the 5th? And I don't have my watch on me, so I'm completely lost.
It is the 5th, but according to my trusty MacBook calendar that is at the bottom of my screen. It says it's the 5th, so.
Well, and you know, I'm an idiot because I've got a clock right in front of me, but I still had to look at my wrist like a dummy. So, off and running, firing on all cylinders tonight, my man.
Hey, man, that's how we do it here, so.
Jeez. Prepared and ready to go.
Prepared and ready to go.
Holy crap.
Just like Kyle Larson this weekend, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dominant. Holy smoke.
It wasn't even fun to watch.
It was. It had its moments.
Yeah.
It had its moments. I mean, the early, I don't know what you want to call it, parts and pieces flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Tires flying off, cars crashing. But it was a long day, but Tyler Reddick gave us a show.
He did.
He tried like heck to make something. I mean, did that not look like, I mean, that was the same exact finish that we saw in the fall.
That's the same finish we've seen at Vegas and quite a few times lately.
If Larson's in the lead and he's got a Toyota tracking him down, it's a pretty good finish.
Yeah.
It's usually lines up to work out pretty well. So I was happy with it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a butt whooping pretty much. 181 laps led out of 267 for Kyle Larson. I wanted to look and I forgot to do this before the race. So let me look here real quick. Is this the earliest that Larson has won in the season so far?
This might be. I don't have that.
He won at Vegas in 2021 on week 4.
So I guess that counts. I mean, that's close.
Yeah.
That's close enough.
2022, it was a little way. Oh, no. 2022, he won the second race at Fontana. So never mind. Disregard that.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yep. That's on there.
That's a bad stat. So anyway, I mean, I think it's still scary to have Larson get a win this, especially a dominating win like this early in the season. That's not good for the competition.
Yeah, he, you know, I don't know if it's the pro, like, when he's got a car that good, it's really tough to do anything with him.
Yeah.
You know, he has a lot of races like this, and, like, you know, when he wins races, he tends to lead 100-plus laps.
Right.
I mean, he's not to the extent where Martin Truex Jr., like, when he dominates, he completely dominates, but this is... You know,
you're right. Larson doesn't sneak into a lot of wins.
No, like when he's really good, he's really good. Like I'm looking at, he's got 3 wins in his career that are less than 10 laps. So, I mean, there's a couple there. I mean, Watkins Glen's one of those. So, and well, the two of them are road courses, Watkins Glen and Charlotte. So, so that's going to happen from time to time, but yeah, it's amazing. You know, every time he wins one of these races, you know, he's getting into, you know, I mean, he's a champion. He's racking up wins now, but he's adding, that's kind of what I tweeted out. He's like continuing to add to that resume.
This is his 24th win, James. Is that not, that's kind of incredible.
Yeah. And that was, you know, I was going to bring this up, but, he's 2 wins behind Dale Jr.'s career total already.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, he's,
in this day and age, that's tough to do.
Well, he's always just amazing, and I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to what to say about him anymore other than, yeah, great show, man.
Right.
Good job. Great win. It's like you expect it.
Yeah.
He's just, when he's consistent, he's good. And yeah, you know, sometimes what bites him is impatience, but man, when he's got it and that car that they had and that team – when they prepare well and they're at a track where they're really strong, you know, they've been strong. They've kind of got the template down. I still think the field's got a ways to go to catch them at these mile and a half. So they're going to be tough all year on these ones.
Yeah. I mean, not just Kyle. I mean, William Byron was a show here this weekend as well. Had his issues that
put him back in the pack and he wasn't able to recover. But Byron was there too. What about, I mean, the other two kind of non-existent for the most part. I mean, both cracked the top 10 at times. But just, what is it with this Hendrick team that two cars are running great and two cars just aren't? And when do we start panicking on Chase Elliott?
Well, the Chase Elliott thing is very strange. Because I feel like I'm bringing up Dale Jr. again. I do feel like there's a little bit of some either outside added pressure that's starting to build where Byron and Larson
outside pressure that's starting to build is called the five car.
Yeah. I mean, I think
it's been there since the five car came on board.
Well, and you know, Eric, you and I, you know, to credit to us from way back in the day before we knew what we were doing on the podcast. Right.
Are you implying we know what we're doing now?
Exactly. But you know, one thing that you and I had gone round and around about on a few episodes is what's the pecking order going to be at Hendrick when they brought on Kyle Larson. I remember this was a big debate for us. And I remember saying, like, you've got the defending champion in Chase Elliott and there's a chance he's going to fall to three.
Yeah.
In the Hendrick rankings. And for the last 2.5 seasons now, he's basically been that. He has become the number three. And then he, you know, misses time last year. He's kind of out of the groove of, you know, everything that he had going for him. It's gotta be tough to compete when you've got two guys that are that good on your team right now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for Hendrick, that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah, there's he's got a strong roster, but you know, at what point does Chase Elliott kind of look around like, man, I'm really the third banana now.
Right.
Like, you know, what do you do with that? And it's got to weigh on him, right? You got to think, and it's got to be part of what's going on with that team too.
Yeah, you'd think so.
And Bowman, you know, I think that's what you see from Bowman is what you usually get. I mean, he led laps in this race on some two tire strategy, trying to get up there, but he just never was a factor at all.
I think Bowman clicks his one win off a season and he's living up to his expectations. So
yeah. It's strange. I hate to look too far into the future based on what we're seeing three races in. I mean, this is the first, you know, air quotes, real race we've had,
right?
You know, normal race we've had on the schedule. So I think a lot of things are going to evolve still. You know, Chevrolet, obviously, they've got a good notebook of what they've been running for the last few years with this car. I do expect Toyota and Ford to catch up at some point here. I don't think it's going to take them too long. The more data they collect, the better those cars are going to get. So I do think we're going to see some balance.
Toyota was only 0.441 seconds behind Chevrolet. So
yeah, and that's with two really bad pit stops,
right?
That took kind of gave Reddick, made him have to fight it a little bit more than he probably needed to.
Yeah. So, okay, what's the biggest story here? Is the biggest story Chase Elliott struggling? Is the biggest story Kyle Larson dominating? Or is the biggest story that Ryan Blaney clicked off another top three finish to go 3-for-3 on the first three races of the season?
Oh, man. I'd like to go down a little farther and say Ty Gibbs.
Yeah.
Like, we had a lot of good storylines in this race.
Right.
I think Larson is the story, though, for this weekend. You know, it's just a reminder, hey, you know, that's the guy, no matter who the reigning champion is or who's won races here recently, that's the guy. Like, that's the, you know, you got to beat the man, right?
Right.
And he's going to be there consistently no matter what. And I think he's still the story coming out of this weekend. And it's going to be fun to see if he can put together one of those magic runs again like he did a few years ago. I don't know if he'll do that, but that's the number one story for me.
If I was to tell you before this past weekend, to tell me who the top finishing Stuart Haas racing car would be, tell me why you wouldn't have chosen Noah Gregson.
Yeah. Well, I would have probably said Briscoe, and right? You know what's shocking? I would have said Briscoe thinking, yeah, that maybe, yeah, maybe that's a 15th place car. Right. That car was actually really good.
Yeah, it was.
Surprisingly good. And they got, you know, sucked into the back. And, but maybe Stuart Haas isn't as bad.
They looked pretty damn good this weekend, didn't they?
The cars look a little frisky. They were good in practice. I had my eye on them for fantasy, but there was nowhere for me to really stick those guys on my lineup. Like I was trying to look at some of those options, but it would not have been Noah Gregson. I would not have said that, right away, but that's a great run for him. That is a confidence builder.
Yeah.
For that team. They've been not,
I mean, that's gotta be Noah's best cup finish, right? I mean,
I think so. I can look at that really quick. Yeah, he's only got 3 top tens in his career.
Right.
Oh no, he's got a top 5 at Daytona.
Oh, okay.
That was with the beard team way back.
Oh yeah.
Way back when. So.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah, we don't count the Daytona. Yeah, this is his first non-super speedway top 10.
Gotcha.
And a guy who, you think about this too, Eric. He was out of the car in August last year before Michigan. So he has not raced since, I'm looking at it right now, since Nashville last year is his biggest oval. That's not a speedway. Pocono's on there, but yeah, it's been a long time since he's had one of those. So that's a huge day for him. Huge.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him.
Yep, yep.
Let's see, what else in this race? On the other end of the spectrum, RFK. Continues to struggle to start the season. Yes, we had 2 super speedway races, so it's hard to count those. But definitely struggled this weekend. Obviously, Chris Buescher loses the wheel. That doesn't help things any either. Now he's down a jackman and a front tire changer for the next 2 Cup Series races. Anything to say about those guys? I mean, Brad still managed a 13th place finish, but didn't run well in this race for the most part.
Ugly, yeah. I think this is something, again, shouting us out again, just a little bad. We like to toot our own horn around here.
Yeah. Don't let your arm get sore. Patting yourself on the back here, James.
No, but we talked about this in our preseason podcast, Eric. We talked about, can RFK put back-to-back seasons together that are really strong? And I think we got to just keep an eye on it. Not saying that they don't have the speed. You know, Chris Buescher really never even got a chance to race, so we don't know. You know, that's been the best car of that group, so
right.
We don't know what that car could have been. But they didn't look good all weekend, really. So I think we just keep an eye on it. I don't want to cross them off, but maybe they're coming back in the pack here a little bit as other teams continue to, you know, siege forward a little bit. We saw, I'm sure you wanted to talk about this a little bit, but we saw the Spire cars.
Yeah.
Show really good
speed.
Actually,
where I was going next.
Yeah, I mean Corey LaJoie, really good speed. Yeah. Got caught up in some crap, and that was the end of his day. But Hosovar, I think Hosovar might be the real deal, Eric.
Yeah.
I mean, week in, week out, he's consistently good.
Does better than whoever else is in the car before him every time he gets in a race car.
Yeah. Yes, he does. He improved the 42. He's improved the 77.
Shoot, he improved the 7 last year when Corey LaJoie jumped in Chase's car. So
yeah, he's. I know Corey was mad at him after the race a little bit for how he was racing him, but Carson's
gonna piss off a lot of people. That's fine though.
Well, he's got an aggressive style, but he's fast, and that's a kind of a volatile combination. Especially because he's good, Eric. I mean, I probably stamped this a while back, but he's good, man. He's gonna be something.
Kid's got some talent.
He can drive.
Sure. Yeah,
for being as tall as he is.
Right.
Yeah, he can really drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ross Chastain gives a big congratulations to Ryan Blaney learning how to air block. I'm sure you want to discuss this, right?
You know, here's.
I was trying to decide how to bring this up because I know you're hot on this topic.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I can't come on here every single week and harp on the guy, can I?
I mean,
is it going to be a weekly like segment?
It hasn't stopped you before.
I know, but people are going to get so irritated with me if they're not. I mean, you're going to be irritated with me by now.
Hey, man, Chastain was a star of the Netflix show. You can't be ripping on him.
Oh God, I had a buddy of mine who doesn't watch NASCAR tell me, he's like, I like this driver and this driver. I said, well, I'll tell you the one I don't like. Or I said, I won't tell you the one I don't like. And he kept pestering me and then I let it loose. And he goes, well, that's my favorite one. I'm like, well, great. That's great.
I said in our chat this week that James makes me fans of drivers just by the ones he doesn't like. So, I was a Danica Patrick fan for a long time before I finally turned around just because you weren't a fan. So,
she was in my life way too much as a Tony Stewart fan for a long time. But Raw, you know, I gotta give, gosh darn it,
he's the villain we need, James. He's the villain we need.
He is the villain we need. No, listen, and if you watch his pro roast race interviews, if you don't know the gimmick he's putting out there, I don't know what to tell you. He's doing a thing, but I'm also doing a thing. But you know what that team did that was super impressive to me, though, was they caught the break, right? Mm. They were the third car one lap down when Christopher Bell had his second issue of the day.
Yep.
And his day was toast. And that team, through, you know, getting their lap back, getting good pit stops, and then gambling a little bit, there's nobody who's more of a wild card. If you give him track position,
yeah,
that guy's going to hang on to it. He's good enough to do that. And
he's also he's the new Ryan Newman when it comes to trying to pass him, too.
Oh, he irritates. I mean, I can see why everybody's irritated with him.
Yeah.
Because he's hard to deal with because he's so wide.
Yep.
And he drives out of his mirror like like Blaney told him.
Well, I mean, that's what Larson said he did too. So, I mean, that's how Larson won the race.
Yes, exactly. And yeah, I mean, he didn't have, Ross didn't have the car to win, but he's such a pain.
Yeah.
That he just refuses to go away. And that's why I understand why people, he's redeeming to some people because he's such a bully and he's such a bulldog.
My thing is just that you and I have talked on here that, you know, I like Kyle Busch being a villain, but Kyle Busch was never the perfect villain because you could tell he didn't really want to be.
Yes.
And Ross doesn't care.
Yeah, he just seizes the moment.
And I love that, man. He doesn't care. Denny says he doesn't care, but Denny cares. You can tell he cares.
Oh, yeah, Denny cares.
Ross don't care.
No, Ross might be the only one who doesn't care.
Right. Yeah. But that's what we need. We need that.
Oh, yeah,
person.
You got to have. Yeah. Listen, he irritates the crap out of me, but I love to have, it's more fun when you've got that, and that's totally fine.
That being said, he will do himself a lot more favors by getting a few more wins before he's throwing jabs at the champion.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean.
Right. But, you know, he's, you don't rub people the wrong way, you don't irritate people if you're not good enough to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's good enough to do it, and he tends to back it up, which is even more infuriating if you're if you're somebody like me who roots against a Ross, you know, coming from the fan's perspective, like, that guy bothers me.
Yeah.
Darn it, there he is again. And darn it, he got another break. And God dang it, he's up there, he's blocking, he's driving me nuts. But it's more fun to have, you know, you got to have that. You know, it's... Like, for me, it's, you know, Michigan football. It's the same thing. Gosh dang it. They bother me. Their fans bother me. My parents bother me. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm used to this. I'm used to taking L's. I'm in a little bit of a rut right now. So that's okay. Keep going, Ross. Keep doing you, man.
So the only podcast I listened to this week prior to the show is Jeff and Jordan's Teardown. But they had a big debate on their show, and that's worth discussing here. Should we jump to conclusions this weekend, James? Did we learn anything this weekend? Did we learn a lot this weekend? Or is it too early to start looking at trends with teams and drivers doing well versus others not doing as well?
Well, I think, you know, Eric, you actually kind of, when they were talking about that, I actually thought about you.
Yeah.
Because I had said last week, I think we're going to learn some stuff. And you were like, no, James, hold on. Hold on. I don't think we're going to learn too much. Actually,
that must be why I was so annoyed with Jeff during this discussion on the podcast.
Well, Jeff, yeah, I know. So, but, you know, I actually come back around your way. It's still too early for us to know. And I think we touched on a few of these things. I think what we know now is what we know. Yeah. The Chevrolets are still good at the 1.5s, but we know that the Toyotas and the Fords are only going to continue to get better. Can the Chevrolets maintain some sort of a gap?
Right.
I don't know. And that's kind of, you know, I don't know if I've learned anything, but I do know there's things I want to keep an eye on.
Is it scary for the rest of the field that Toyota's as good as they are already?
Toyota seems to think, and Jeff and Jordan talked about this too. Toyota seems to think they're going to go into Phoenix and mm-hmm. kick everybody's butt. I know Toyota says that coming from them. If that happens, we might have a different conversation. If you bring this up a week or next week, Eric, I think we might have a different conversation.
Yeah.
Cause I don't think we know just yet, but I think we'll know a lot more, after we see this Phoenix in the new short track package.
Yeah.
I do. I will say one thing I do know though, super impressed with Ty Gibbs.
Yeah.
Like I'm super impressed with him. Super impressed with Josevar. Gregson caught my eye. Like, so some of the guys who kind of leapt up into the standings a little bit, like, you notice those guys, especially early in the season, you know, kind of like what we had seen with Todd Gilliland at Daytona and Atlanta. When you see guys you don't normally see kind of making a splash, that sticks out. You don't learn anything from it, I don't think, but you kind of want to root for those guys as they, you know, kind of search around for what they have.
Let me throw one more out there for you. Eric Jones, 14th place finish, top 15 for that team that struggled last year. 10th in the second stage. So, you know, not super impressive run, but better than they've been doing. So they might be coming around, which we kind of hoped and expected a little bit this season with their switch to Toyota.
Steady hand a little bit.
Yeah.
Seems like a steady hand so far. Yeah. Good driver and hopefully improving race cars. You'd like to see, like, if we're seeing Spire get a little bit faster, I really would like to see Legacy at the same time be able to do that. I think their talent, I think Eric Jones is the best driver of that, you know, that contingent there. You know, if they've got faster race cars, I would expect top 15s from Eric Jones pretty much weekly at this point. There's no reason he shouldn't be top 15. If they've got better equipment this year, that's what he should expect.
Kyle Busch led 18 laps in this race, finished fourth in stage one, had another pit road issue, pit road penalty.
Fourth of the year?
Fourth of the year in three races.
And Ross has three, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pit road issues kind of early in the season. I guess that's kind of, you know, a common thing, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Get him out of the way now, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. That ruined his day.
Yeah.
He was good. That car was pretty fast.
Yeah. I want to look at point standings really quick. I know we're only three races into the season, but this stuff, you know, as the season goes,
it'll matter.
That 16th place line is going to start inching up as people get wins, and these guys that are buried at the bottom in scary positions, it's going to be rough. Yep. You know, we talked about Noah Gregson had a good run, still.
He's got the penalty.
He's got 25 points total on the season so far. Still running back in 34th with the points penalty. Let's look at, I mean, Brad Keselowski, we talked about him. Issues the first couple races, 28th for him right now. Austin Dillon, 27th. Joey Logano, 24th. I mean, that's big for Joey. I mean, you would imagine he's going to get a win this year, but you'd never know.
He's consistent enough that he'll push his way forward.
Chris Buescher, 23rd. Christopher Bell, 21st. I mean, he's our top four guy, man.
He had a horrible day on Sunday. He was just never in it.
Yeah.
You know, at fast though, like he had his issue early, flew back up into the top 10, was like really good. And then, you know, it all came apart, at the end of the second stage, he, you know, lost everything again. So
then on the other end of the spectrum, Eric Jones, 15th place in points right now. Austin Cindric's 11th in points, Ty Gibbs, 9th in points, Daniel Suarez, 8th in points. Of course he's got the win, so he's essentially locked in as well.
Yeah.
Ross Chastain, 5th in points.
John Hunter Nemechek's in right now.
Yeah.
And then Bubba Wallace had a really bad day with the lug nut issue. You know, basically went from being one of the top guys in points to 14th, but still in there, you know.
Right.
Having a couple of good runs early in the season to kind of keep him, you know, above the current cut line. You know, Chase Elliott, I know he's struggling a little bit, but still, you know, top six right now. So right. Something's there. It's not completely hopeless, you know, as dark as it may seem. But yeah, I see. I mean, I think Cindric will fall back. I think Nemechek will fall back a little bit. But yeah, Suarez isn't going anywhere. That's a spot taken.
Yeah.
Barton Truex ain't going anywhere. Blaney's not going anywhere. Blaney, man, picked up right where he left off.
Yeah. I mean, they're looking good. Start the season.
He's going to win. Yeah, he's going to gonna rattle off some wins here.
Yeah, he'll be a multi-time winner this season.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
No problem. The way they're running, I mean, they've run good on the first three races, two super speedways. I mean,
shoot, man. Yeah. House money. House money. He can kind of do whatever he wants right now.
Yeah.
He's got the swagger, as the kids say, right?
Yes,
he
does.
Still a thing? Is that still a thing?
I guess so. Yeah. I think it's Riz now, isn't it?
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I probably shouldn't say that on the podcast. I should look it up ahead of time. So
yeah, you might want to verify that.
I believe Riz comes from charisma, if I remember correctly. But yeah, my kids use it, so hopefully it's appropriate.
Oh my God. I'll have to ask my mom. I'm not going to do that. I was going to say, I'll ask my kids, but they wouldn't know.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
Anything else with the cup race before we move on to the other two?
No, I thought it was, you know, I thought it was, again, I got caught up listening to PRN. I just really, I feel like it's going to become my tradition to listen to like stage one on PRN or MRN.
There you go.
I just think I'm still out doing some stuff and I have the race on and I just really enjoy it. It's a really good show.
I think it was a solid race. It wasn't a barn burner, but it was solid and the finish was good.
That's the thing, Eric. And, you know, the ratings I saw today up 9% from a year ago. That's fantastic news. And we keep putting good races together, good finishes.
Yeah, good finishes coming off of the Netflix documentary and new fans coming in. That's a good deal.
I'm very concerned about where we're headed.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. We've got momentum right now, which is good.
There you go. Xfinity Series was in action on Saturday. Doubleheader with the Trucks. Oh, no, the Truck Series ran Friday night.
Truck Series did run Friday, yes.
Xfinity race on Saturday. John Hunter Nemechek becomes the first driver not named Austin Hill to win an Xfinity race in 2024.
Austin Hill.
Yeah, I'll admit, James, I didn't watch this whole race. I watched some of it. So I've decided this weekend, you know, I think I should use Threads more often. I really haven't been using Threads. I'm going to give it a shot. So I open up Threads, and the first post on Threads was, congratulations, John Hunter Nemechek, on your Xfinity Series win. Damn it. So much for that. And then I tried to power through the race anyway, but it was such a snoozer that I just gave up.
The Xfinity Series, what's going on?
I don't know, man.
Lack of momentum going on here or what?
Something. Best series of the last several years, and it's just not been good this year.
It's not racy right now.
No. I don't know what the hell. I mean, John Hunter leads 99 laps out of 200. That'll help. And then Chandler Smith leads 74 of them. I mean, that's that'll ruin a day pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought Chandler Smith was going to get this one, honestly. He's going to rack them. I think he's going to rack up some wins. He's looking like he's the real deal.
We only had four cautions in this race. Two of them were stage breaks.
Yeah, it wasn't one car stalled on track. There wasn't much action. There was an accident early and the 31, I think he had the worst day, Retzlaff, but
yeah.
Other than that,
well, I don't know. Sam Mayer had a pretty crappy day.
Yeah, well, it's, at least it was over quick.
Yes, he could get out of there pretty fast. I want to look here real quick and see. So he's 24th in points right now in the Xfinity Series. That's rough.
How about Haley Deegan? Watch P15.
Yeah,
not bad.
Not bad.
Bad.
Better than
right behind Josh
than
Williams ahead, truck series. Ahead of the sauce. So that's good. And also she beat I'm gonna try to cue you up here. The number two car of
I wasn't even ready.
Jesse Love.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Speaking of which, bad day for
Shane Van Giesbergen.
37th place finish. Another problem for him mechanically, engine issues for him.
Did not have a did not get to run as many laps as I'm sure he would have liked.
No, no, he needs some more of those laps for the experience, especially on those mile and a half tracks.
But
so
we had the return of Eric Almirola as well. He was there. I saw him. That was about it. Yeah. I saw what was the crap I wanted. I saw a joke about that sponsorship on that car, and I cannot remember what it was, and now it's gonna bother me. It was a joke about washing feet, and I'm not gonna remember it, but I'm sure it can be found. Oh man. Oh well.
Yeah, I got nothing else for this one. Jonathan Nemechek, 10th victory in the Xfinity Series out of 103 Xfinity Series races. So 10% margin or 10% record there. That's pretty good.
Is he going to Kyle Busch the series this year? How many times is he racing?
Too many, apparently. He's got several. So, I mean, I'm guessing he's at his max, whatever he can run. So
well, it's nice to be in the Toyota camp and still have a JGR seat when you got it. So that's good.
Yeah, so. Truck Series was in action Friday night, made history with Rajah Caruth becoming the third black driver to win a NASCAR National Series event. Did a pretty good job out there, and then it's 3-for-3 for Spire for the Truck Series, if you want to get technical, because, of course, Nick Sanchez doesn't run a Spire truck, but it is a Spire truck. He won at Daytona, and then we get Kyle Busch and Rajah Caruth getting wins in the next two races, so... 3-for-3 for those guys, so good thing KBM's out of the Truck Series, right?
Yeah, no kidding, right? Yeah, yeah.
38 laps led for Rajah, though, and, I mean, most laps he's led in his career. He'd only led a couple prior to this. And, I mean, we talk about William Byron coming from iRacing. I mean, Rajah is pretty fresh off of iRacing.
Yeah.
I mean... This is the story right now. I mean, this is the new way to get into NASCAR, and he went and showed him how to do it this weekend.
Well, you were talking earlier about the story of the weekend. This might be like 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we might look back at this weekend or this win and be like, yeah, that was a moment, and it's a thing now because, I got it, man, from everything that I've heard and listened to some podcasts this week. And, you know, we've seen Rajah around, and he hasn't been around very long, but from the sounds of it, this guy's doing it the right way.
Yeah.
And that video, there was a video Bubba Wallace's wife took, Bubba was at a sports book or something in Vegas there, and Bubba cheering this guy on and has been kind of mentoring him in, you know, a few ways we've seen this season so far. I love this story, man. This was awesome.
Yeah.
And he catches a lot of crap online. As you know,
he's black in a NASCAR series. So stupid.
And we've seen it with Bubba. We've already done this before. We've seen this with Bubba, but
yep.
You know, last year he was in the Gallagher car, right? Or the Gallagher truck. And you could see, like, from the results, and I remember us talking about it just a little bit, not much. I mean, we don't spend a whole lot of time on the Truck Series.
Right.
But you could see, like, he was starting to figure some stuff out, and the finishes were starting to get there. And he was... You know, he wasn't leading laps or anything like that, but I did not expect him to win a race. But you know what, Eric, he went from a part-time deal this year to, you know, Mr. H going full-time the same week that he gets his first career win. I mean, this is what a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, top to bottom, great story. Seems like a great kid, and I'm going to be rooting for this guy, man. I hope he can keep this up.
Good weekend for Rajah, for sure.
Yep. Absolutely.
Let's see, 30 Craftsman Truck Series starts, gets his first win. So,
and ran he ran an awesome, just a smooth race, Eric.
Yeah.
Like solid.
Yeah. He looked good. Just looked solid. Like you said, solid's the best way to describe it.
Good pit stops, you know, all that stuff was good.
Yeah.
So it was just awesome to see.
Just to point out again, third African-American driver to win a NASCAR National Series race. Wendell Scott and Bubba Wallace, the other two. But yeah, big historic day for NASCAR. Very cool deal. And yeah, I think Rajah's the real deal. I think we're going to see more of him this season. This early getting a win, he could be a threat this year.
Yeah, fast trucks. And if he's fast too, that's even better.
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty great.
Anything else worth talking about with the truck series in this one?
No, I think it was just that's the thing. The Rajah deal and that was awesome. So
nice having the truck series back on Friday night. That's when I like the truck series. Friday night.
Oh yeah. Yep.
It's always good to come home from work and flip on the race and watch it. Good stuff. Good stuff. I'm dying over here, James, with the sniffling and runny nose. I don't know what the heck's going on.
You caught what I had last week, man.
It's awful. I keep muting the mic. Hopefully the sniffling's not going over too much.
No, you know, I have not heard you sniffle once.
All right,
so
good.
You're doing a great job.
I'm muting correctly. Perfect. So
don't worry, man. I'll carry you home if you need me to.
I'm trying not to die over here.
This is honest to God, Eric. What you're going through right now is how I was struggling last week. I kid you not. We signed off the podcast, and I went and lay down in my bed, and I was out. Completely out, and I was pretty much toast the rest of the week. So
see, I don't think mine's a cold. I think it's allergies because it's just all in my nose, and my eye is watering and itching right now. My left or my right nostril is like clogged, and I can barely breathe, and I'm sniffling, and it itches. It's like, oh my God.
Well, for our non-Michigan listeners out there, the three or four of you that exist, we've had all four seasons in 18 hours.
Yeah, no kidding.
We had I was outside yesterday and it was 72, and then I ran this morning at 5 in the morning and it was 58 and rainy, and then we had a thunderstorm, and I was outside walking to my truck today after work and I could see my breath because it was pushing into the 30s. So and we had everything but snow here.
Yeah, it's gonna be cold and windy tomorrow, so perfect.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's understandable why you're struggling. If you don't live here, you don't understand.
Yeah,
this is the way it's been for the last 2 weeks. We've had like a summer day, and then we get absolutely nailed with cold and snow and all sorts of crap. It's ridiculous.
Speaking of wind, we never mentioned that, but that was an issue all weekend in Vegas.
Oh my God,
the Xfinity race. Of course, they didn't even have cameras on the roof. We had to have the wall cameras for the whole race. Which is another reason I didn't watch that entire race.
Well, we didn't talk about, you know, the trash bag. We touched on it, but you know, Byron had a great race car.
Trash bag, and tent, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
it looked like a circus tent on the front of that car.
Well, then they called him. Remember back in the day, I don't see him as much anymore. But remember, people used to put those, what do they call them, bras on the front of the car, whatever they were called. Remember those?
Oh yeah, I remember those.
That's what it looked like. It looked like he had one. So yeah, I know. We used to have one of those leather whatever things on the front of your car.
Yeah,
That's what it looked like. But I have never seen a trash bag pinned to the front of a race car.
Yeah.
But kudos to that team for fighting that all day and making it back into the top 10. So
yeah,
yeah. But fast race car gone too soon. That car, he's lucky that car didn't blow up. That the
you
temperature.
You aren't kidding.
Man, I don't know how that engine didn't blow. I'm sure it was hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, as hot as it got, but good enough for a top 10.
Yeah.
So,
Not much in the news department this week. I guess really the biggest thing to talk about is we got the Dale Jr. announcement this week, James. No longer at NBC. He will work for Amazon and TNT next season for their 10 races combined. And then he denied claims this week that NBC wanted him to broadcast remotely and that he'd been scolded for not watching the monitors during the races and watching out the window. I guess I got to take Dale at his word on that, but seems a little fishy that he was talking about last week on his podcast that wherever he goes, they need to be broadcasting from the track. And then the next week he announces he's going somewhere else. So, yeah. but I guess that's good news for Amazon and TNT. Sounds like they'll be at the track. So that's good.
Yeah,
at least Junior will be.
Yeah. I tend to believe Dale Jr. Cause I mean, I have a hard time believing this was not all money related. Like,
yeah.
You know,
those Kenny Wallace had a nice long take on it.
Oh God! What did Kenny? Can you do you have it in you to give me the Cliff Notes version of what Kenny had to say?
Kenny basically said that when he signed with Fox as a driver, it was a big deal because it was a driver broadcasting and whatever. When he retired as a driver, he became just another employee, and they stopped caring about him. And that's when things went downhill. And he says that's what happened with Junior, as Junior became just another employee versus Redneck Jesus, and they stopped catering to him, and so Junior went somewhere else.
Okay, Kenny, thank you. I appreciate your input.
I mean, I would like to think that this is because Junior sees potential with these other two broadcasting partners and can help them. I mean, I'll tell you what, James, for those guys, this gives them so much more credence. It puts my mind at ease a lot with these two networks coming in, especially Amazon coming in to cover NASCAR, that they've got probably the best guy they can have helping their team, anchoring their team essentially.
Yep.
And that's good news. And now, man, if we can get Dale Jr. and Alan Bestwick in the booth together, man.
Yeah, I know, that's what a lot of people are calling for, that, right?
My dreams will come true.
Yeah. You know, obviously there's definitely a financial aspect to it.
Oh, yeah.
However, you're 100% right. Those guys went out and they got the best guy possible.
Yeah.
I also think it's very important to remember that Dale Jr., since when, Eric? He's been in the sport. He's going to be, what, 47-ish?
Something right like around that, yeah.
He's been, what, 30-plus years, basically week in and week out at the track for the most part. He's got young kids.
Dale's 49, by the way. That's right. He's going to turn 50 this year. Oh,
my God. Is he really 49?
Yeah, he's turning 50 this year. I remember it was a podcast a couple weeks ago. He was discussing what they're going to do for his 50th birthday.
Crap, dude. I feel really old when I...
Right?
Man, that hurts me. I would say... If just coming... My daughters and his daughters are basically the same age. And I can't tell you... Like, I know he's going camp. Like, he bought a camper. He's taken this year off.
Right.
You know how great that would be to take your family and just go for a year?
Yeah.
And he gets a chance to do that. Plus, you know, with a shorter schedule next summer, he's got all this extra time to be dad. I think he really values that. And you know, too, Eric, it's very well documented. He didn't have the best relationship with his dad.
Right.
He didn't come from... You know, he came from a little bit of privilege with having Dale Earnhardt be your father. But that came with a lot of heaviness and a lot of weight to it. And Dale, from all accounts, Dale's like a really good man.
Yeah.
You know, and a really good family man, like all, you know, all these things. And I just can see him wanting to be that. Like, that's his first priority. And I find that admirable, honestly. Like, it's super respected. I respect him a ton if that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good deal for him. And I mean, it bums me out a little bit for NBC this fall. I'm curious what they'll do. Cause we won't have him there this fall, but yeah, I'm glad he's still around. I'm glad he's still gonna be doing broadcasting. That's important to me. So.
And he's got the podcast network, and Dirty Mo's doing great, and he's built kind of a nice empire there. You can, you know, check out anything. It's in kind of in the Dale Jr. universe, and he ain't going anywhere. You know, he'll be around. He's just not going to be calling races for a year, and good for him, man. Go do what you want.
Yep, definitely.
I love that.
Definitely.
I love that.
Any other news? Did I miss anything?
Not anything outside of shout-outs. Do you want to talk about Formula One?
Sure. What's the Formula One story?
Well, the championship's over. Max Verstappen won, and we don't have to talk about it ever again.
There you go.
All right. Season's over. Congratulations, Max Verstappen, Formula One. Great. Good season.
Good deal. Did you see that IndyCar took 75% off their price for the tickets for their All-Star race?
I did not.
They were $2,000 tickets. They're now $500 tickets.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, apparently,
that makes sense, right?
Apparently, where they're holding it, they're going to be able to allow more people in. So they decided to cut the prices and The first ones that got the price cut were the ones that already paid. So they got a 75% refund on their tickets. So
is this just a marketing strategy where, because Formula One did this in Vegas, they basically priced everybody out and then ramped up right at the end.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, lower prices. We got to get more people in. I don't know.
It's weird. This all-star thing is kind of weird anyway. So it's basically testing and then they have an all-star race at the Thermal Club in California.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea what IndyCar's got going on.
$1 million guaranteed to the winner. It's a made for TV event. March 24th on NBC.
Oh, well, mark it down.
There you go.
Maybe I'll tune it in.
Maybe. I guess that's it. Let's talk about Phoenix. We're going to Phoenix Raceway this weekend. NASCAR Cup Series in action with the Shriner Children's 500 Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. NASCAR Xfinity Series in action on Saturday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern. It is the Call 811 Every Dig Every Time 200. Race names. The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series is off this weekend. We get to make our picks. James, I get to pick first. And I'm going to go way far on a limb. And I'm going to go with Mo.
Oh.
And I'm going to go with Toy. And I'm going Tyler Reddick is my pick.
Oh, nice. Nice. He's not driving the IM second car again?
I don't know.
I love that. Every time he finishes second, that poor guy gets the viral picture of the IM second car. Actually, I was going to pick Ross.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was thinking about
it.
That's
so funny.
I was thinking about it.
It's a good pick,
but,
though. It's really a good pick.
Yeah, but I'm actually, I was going to pick him, but I'm going to go with Blaney.
Yeah, Blaney's a good pick here, too.
Blaney's going to say, you know what? I didn't win when I won my championship. I want it now. And he's got something cooking. Maybe he's got something with a short track package here. And now he can get the race win to go along with his championship. So he'd just do it, you know, just do it a little out of order. That's okay.
Yeah.
But I do think Ross is going to be a problem on Sunday.
Yeah, he probably will be as long as Denny doesn't put him in the wall.
This Trackhouse guys got it figured out with this track a little bit. They're good. They're good here. So I just watch them. They've seemed to be fast again. So
yeah,
it's worth watching.
We'll see who blocks better, him or Blaney.
Yeah. Yep.
How'd the fantasy league go this week, James?
Well, I scored 200 again. This week. However, 8 other people scored above me. But actually, family kept it in the family this week. So Fast to the Grass got the win, 255. And then Mickey Elliott was second. Team Justin was third. Eric, you were fifth. You tied with Roger.
I did.
You did. And then Ranger was in there. Green Eggs and Hamlin was in there. Keeping an eye on Baron Speedway, our buddy. He's not off to the fast start that he was last year, but we got a long way to go.
Yeah.
Overall point standings, we're starting to see a little bit of a group here. Fast to the Grass is in the lead. Mickey Elliott second. Team Justin third. I am fourth. Eric, you are
ninth, holding down the fort down in ninth place.
I mean, the ninth to 12th. That is Eric.
Yeah.
Right there, and there you are, right at the top of that.
So, tied with Cole Custer's last stand, 479.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You got to catch Roger. You can't let Roger stay in front of you too long.
That's all right. I'll catch him.
Yeah. Baron Speedway 13th. So we gotta get him back. He'll get it back. I'm not gonna say too much. This is big of a butt whooping as he put on his last year. He'll probably come storming back. Keep an eye on Ranger though.
Yeah.
The 3-time champ. He if he's having a good start to the season, he's gonna be a problem. So. But yeah, Fantasy League's going pretty good.
There you go.
Yep.
Any checkered flags this week, James?
I am seeing a ton of the SRX car in iRacing.
Oh, okay.
And people are getting creative with the paint schemes. So
nice.
I saw a Ferrari-themed SRX car running at Watkins Glen. Brings back good memories, the SRX series. But yeah, iRacing, that's not the only update iRacing has going on. They have rain now.
Yeah.
And have you seen some of the video clips of the rain in iRacing?
No, I have not. I mean, other than what they shared to tease it.
I can't imagine what it costs to have a computer powerful enough.
It doesn't even require a very powerful computer, to be honest.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Uh-oh, I'm losing James.
Really cool.
There he goes. You're back. So, you kind of cut out for a second, but you're
back. Oh, no, don't lose me. Okay, don't lose me. All right, well, we better finish up. But, yeah, iRacing in the rain. Looks cool.
There you go. my checkered flag, I'm throwing it at Carson Hocevar. 15th place finish on Sunday. We already talked about it, but great run for him. Definitely a good way to get the season rolling, the official rookie season rolling. Definitely a strong performance there. So good to see it out of him. How about black flags? Any black flags, James?
The new track for F1 in Saudi Arabia that's coming. Have you seen this?
No, I have not. I'm out of the F1 loop big time. Apparently.
That's all right. It looks like it might have a ramp straight out of Mario Kart.
Oh my God.
In one of the corner. Yeah. I think it elevates. What is the elevation? I don't have the, my apologies. I don't have the elevation in front of me, but it's basically a land bridge and it goes up into the air. And the track goes, it looks like a really dumb thing. Go look it up. You can find it online. It's nuts.
To find it as we speak. It's check it out.
I see if I can find it. See if I can send it to you.
Huh. While you're doing that, my black flag, pretty easy one. Just going to NBC for letting Dale Jr. get away. Bummer for those guys. Good for Dale Jr. to be moving out of those other networks, though. Glad to see he's got something going. As you said, glad to see he gets some time with the family this year to enjoy. Gonna miss him at NBC for sure. Hopefully NBC makes some changes and improves some things over there, because without Junior, I'm gonna have a tough time with their broadcast, I think. So
yeah, just keep it professional, I would say.
Yeah. Keep being the anti Fox and you might be okay.
So I just sent you an image, Eric, from our boy Stern. Now. Okay. At the top of that is the racetrack. It's the only best way I can describe it. It's absolutely wild. I can't believe they're putting a track on this.
I didn't know anybody direct messaged on Twitter still. What the hell?
What the heck? It should be NT Super Speedway.
Holy crap.
Oh, you're looking at it? You see it?
Yeah. What? What?
Yeah, this is a real thing. This is real. Go a couple pictures over. Adam Stern has this, by the way. It's
What in the world?
Yeah, this is a real thing.
It's Rainbow Road.
It is. It's on a Mario Kart.
What in the hell? Oh, my God. Is this thing built?
It's being built right now. These are renderings.
This is insane.
Yeah, it's apparently being built in Saudi Arabia. I mean, they have all the money in the world. They could put a floating track out there.
Well, they're trying to build that giant indoor city out there too.
When I see that, yeah, that's a thing too. Yeah.
Which, for the record, I would live in a heartbeat.
When I see this corner here on this racetrack, the only thing I think of is Travis Pastrana is going to attempt to jump this.
Yeah.
At some point. It's wild.
That's insane.
It doesn't look like a real racetrack.
It's not a real racetrack yet.
Well, I know. But if they pull this off, and there's a video rendering of this too, Eric, if you do enough searching. It's nuts, man. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
The Saudis. They have all the money.
I'm trying to. Oh, so that's a motorcycle ramp there. In that image, my brain's trying to wrap around this thing. No, I had not seen this, but this is pretty. This is something.
Yeah. Okay. That's right. Good. I'm glad I got a kind of a wow out of you, because my reaction was what the hell.
Yeah, I'm very confused. Okay. Interesting. Okay, well. There you go. All right. What else? I think that is it, right? Did you do your black flag?
That's it, my man. Yeah, that was that. That was kind of my black flag. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. So, James, how can people find you on the social media?
At James Cush on X, Twitter.
Not on Facebook, right? Because that crashed today. That was painful 30 minutes.
Yeah, don't find me there, please.
I actually had to work today for 30 minutes.
Don't do that.
Because I didn't have Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at @TSuperSpeedway. You can find the podcast on Facebook when it's working at facebook.com/TheSuperSpeedway. Our website is thesuperspeedway.com. You can find the podcast on there, old episodes, all that stuff. The podcast is also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and Anchor. Wherever you found us today, we hope you subscribe and continue to listen. And if you go to anchor.fm/thesuperspeedway, you can leave us an audio message and we might just play it on the show. I'm going to get out of here so I can breathe or try to breathe again and not sniffle into the microphone. Phoenix Raceway racing action this weekend, the NASCAR Cup Series on Sunday, NASCAR Xfinity Series on Saturday. We'll be back next week to break it all down. Until then, everybody, let's go racing.